因为今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
首先在这里要恭贺大家复活节，非常非常非常快乐。
First, I want to wish you a very happy Easter.
Amen. 也向你旁边人说复活节快乐，跟他说。
Tell your neighbors happy Easter.
你知道，在整个信仰当中，复活节是一个最应当我们欢喜快乐的日子。
In our belief, and Easter is the most joyful day for us.
因为主的复活是我们整个信仰当中不可少的一个支柱。
And because this is a pillar that we cannot do without, it is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主的复活是我们信仰的核心。
And it is also the core of our belief in our Christianity.
也是我们基督徒得胜生活的关键。
And also the key for our Christian victorious life.
今天我看到很多的基督徒在生活当中软弱无力。
Today we see many Christians, they are weak and also helpless in their life.
很多时候就是因为不明白主复活所带来的恩典跟使命。
Oftentimes we don't understand resurrection brings them hope and also the mission.
我们常常把复活的这个真理当作头脑上的知识。
So we regard this resurrection's message is just our head knowledge.
大家听听说说就好。
Or we just listen and then talk about it.
好像跟我们没有什么直接的关系。
It seems there's no direct relationship with us.
有一次有位姐妹在复活节的主日献诗。
One time there was this sister who was doing this singing presentation.
她唱着她活着她活着。
And so she sang, He lives and He lives.
耶稣基督今天仍然活着。
Jesus lives today.
他伴我走。
And then He walks with me.
他与我谈。
And then He talks with me.
唱得非常的美丽。
Very beautiful singing.
散会之后。
At the end of the meeting.
一位老人家就把她拉到旁边。
And one elderly just pull her aside.
就对他说
，And say to her，
嘿、hey, ，刚才他对你说什么
？Hey， just now what did he tell you？
很莫名其妙的。
He said， Oh， what happened？
你说什么
？What did you say？
嘿、hey, ，刚才他跟你说话的时候还说些什么
？Hey， just now when he talks to you， what did he tell you？
谁向我说话
？Said who talked to me？
耶稣啊
，The Jesus。
耶稣没有向我说话。
Oh, Jesus don't talk to me。
哎，你刚才不是唱的吗
？But just now you sang that。
他与我谈，他伴我走。
Oh, he talks with me and he walks with me。
哎呀，那是唱歌啦，
ah,
唱歌啦。
This one is for singing only。
不要当真，是唱唱而已。
Oh, don't take it for real, it's just singing。
哦，弟兄姐妹，多少时候我们不也是像这样子吗
？Oh, brothers and sisters, sometimes we are like that。
多少时候我们对复活的真理也是听听说说。
And so many times that the message about resurrection.
那是唱歌啦。
Just singing.
那是听到啦。
Oh, just listen to the sermon.
不要那么认真啦。
Oh, don't be so serious.
多少时候我们不是信仰是这样一个光景。
And so many times our condition of our belief is like that.
我们在理性上认同这个真理。
Intellectually we agree with this truth.
可是我们很少在生活上真正经历到主复活的大能。
But very rarely do we experience this power of resurrection in our life.
但事实上，主的复活是我们信仰的经历里面一个最重要的关键。
In fact, this is the most important key in our Christian belief.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为主的复活证明了他胜过死亡跟罪恶的权势。
Because Jesus' resurrection has proved that he has overcome the power of sins and death.
主的复活证明了他已经为我们打开了一条又新又活的道路。
And his resurrection also has proven that he has opened up a new and a living way for us.
今天我们可以不再活在恐惧跟忧虑当中。
So today we no longer live in fear or anxiety.
在基督里面可以享受一个自由喜乐的生命。
In Christ you can enjoy freedom and also life of joy.
所以复活节是应当欢喜快乐的日子。
Therefore, we need to rejoice in the day of Easter.
也是我们可以大声宣告得胜的日子。
Therefore, we need to declare a day of victory.
Amen.
Amen.
所以今天从四方面来分享我们在复活节应当有的宣告。
And so today we're going to talk about four areas that we need to declare and proclaim in Easter.
第一个宣告。
First proclamation.
要宣告神的救赎恩典。
And proclaim God's saving grace.
我们需要宣告神的救赎恩典。
We need to proclaim God's saving grace.
因为耶稣基督来到这个世界上，就将他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Because Jesus Christ came to this world and to save His own people from their sins.
那怎么拯救法
？How can He save us?
就是借他的死跟复活嘛。
And through His death and resurrection.
你知道在圣诞节的时候，我们都很喜欢读以赛亚书五十三章的经文
吗 ？You know, during Good Friday, we love to read Isaiah 53.
五十三章第五节讲到因他所受的刑罚我们得平安因他所受的鞭伤我们得医治
53 verse 5 tells us for he was pierced for our transgression and he was crushed for our iniquities
第六节讲到我们如羊走迷啊
and verse 6 tells us we all like sheep have gone astray
个人偏行己路神使我们的罪归在耶稣基督身上
each of us has turned to his own way and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all
很熟悉的经文
Very familiar verses to us.
但很多时候我们读这段经文就这样读过去。
In fact, we just read it casually and let it pass.
事实上这个经文告诉我们两件很重要的真理。
In fact, this verse tells us two very important truths.
第一个，这个恩典是给我们的。
And first, this grace is for us.
跟你们说这恩典是给你的。
Tell neighbors, this grace is for you.
因为这段几节经文当中不断的讲到我们这两个字
because these few verses keep on talking about us or we
是我们的罪啊
it is our sins
我们如羊走迷啊
we are like sheep have gone astray
神使我们得平安、啊、
and God give us peace
神使我们得医治、啊、
God give us healing
换句话主耶稣不是为别人而死、
啊、in other words Jesus did not die for other people
耶稣是为我们而死、啊、
but Jesus died for us
耶稣所代替的不是别人的罪
He did not just bore the sins of others
耶稣所代替是我们的罪
But he bore our sins
耶稣是为着我们跪挂在十字架上
And because of us he was hung on the cross
谁是我们呢、啊、
So who are we?
谁是我们呢、啊、
Who are we?
就是你跟我
It is you and I
跟你们说就是你 跟他说
It is you
就是你
It is you
耶稣是为你死在十字架上
So for you Jesus died on the cross
耶稣背负是你的重担
And Jesus bore your sin on the cross
哦、弟兄姐妹今天十字架不是一个古老的一个故事
Oh brother and sister the cross is not just an old story
十字架是今天的救恩
And the cross is today's salvation
Amen
Amen
而这个恩典是为我们预备的
But this grace is prepared for us
第二个很重要的事情
And second very important thing
这个恩典已经完成了
But this grace has been accomplished
你知道以赛亚书53章的经文是在主耶稣之前五六百年前所写的
Actually Isaiah 53 was written 600 and 700 before Christ
在那时候救恩还没有完成
At that time salvation has not been accomplished
但今天我们读这段经文的时候
But today when we read this passage
耶稣基督的救恩已经应验了嘛
But Jesus already fulfilled all of that
耶稣基督已经为我们背负了一切的重担
and Jesus bore all our iniquities on the cross
耶稣已经承受一切罪恶的代价
He also paid the price for every sin
耶稣就已经为我们死了
so Jesus already died for us
耶稣已经从死里复活了
Jesus has been risen from the dead
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
他的复活证明了他能够战胜一切死亡罪恶的权柄
and his resurrection has proven that he has power to overcome sins of, power of sins and death
所以其实我们今天读这段经文的时候
So today when you read this passage
我们应该这样读的
So we should read it this way
因他所受的刑罚我们得平安了
And because of his suffering that we have peace
Amen 因他所受的鞭伤我们得医治了
Because of his stripes we already have healing
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
在基督里面我们可以领受这个赦罪跟医治的恩典
In Christ we can receive this grace of forgiveness and also healing
无论在我们的生命当中过去有多少的罪恶跟亏欠
No matter how much a sin or how much shortfall we have in the past
无论在我们心灵当中有多少的破碎跟创伤
No matter how many brokenness and how many hurts in our soul
个人的后书第五章十七节告诉我们说若人在基督里他就是新造的人
2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us if anyone is in Christ he is a new creation
旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
The old has gone, the new has come.
哎，你要知道这个经文不是只是单单指到你过去得救的那个时刻。
Hey, this verse does not just mention about when you first believe in Jesus Christ.
这个经文是讲到每天的。
But this verse is talking about every single day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不是过去那一刹那你成为一个新造。
It's not that particular moment in the past you receive Christ.
是今天。
But today,
是每一天
it's every day.
你只要选择在耶稣基督里面
As long as you choose to be in Christ,
选择相信神的话
and believe in God's word,
你今天就能够成为新造的人
and today you can become a new creation.
你在今天就能够得享神救赎的恩典
and today you can experience His redemptive grace.
一切的旧事可以过去
all things has gone.
一切都可以在基督里面成为新的
Everything can become new in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你要宣告神的救赎恩典
You need to declare God's saving grace.
第二个要宣告神的得胜能力
And second, you need to proclaim God's power of victory.
我们要宣告神得胜的能力
We need to declare God's power of victory.
第二年今天我们信的主耶稣基督不但已经为我们死了
And today we believe in Jesus Christ not just died for us.
第三天他从死里复活了
On the third day he has risen from the dead.
他的复活证明他已经得胜了
And his resurrection has proven that he has a victory.
而今天在基督里面我们可以 一同向仇敌来夸胜。
Therefore, in Christ today, we can declare victory before the enemy.
在哥林多后书第二章十四节，保罗说：“感谢神，常率领我们在基督里面夸胜。”
And 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 say, "But thanks be to God, who always lead us in triumphal procession in Christ."
我很喜欢英文的翻译。
I like the English translations.
英文翻译好是讲到我们在得胜的队伍跟行列里。
He said, "We are in a triumphal procession."
这就好像你还记得这个。什么足球赛打赢了冠军，全国冠军。
You know, when we have the Super Bowl champion,
然后回来的时候
as they return to their own city,
有个得胜的游行。
Oh, they have this champion parade.
那就是一个得胜的游行行列。
It is a parade for the champions.
哎，今天我们在基督里面也在一个得胜的行列当中哎。
So that today in Christ, also in the victory procession.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你说怎么可能呢？
So how can this be possible?
我们这么软弱。
We are so weak.
怎么可能呢？
How can that be?
哎，我们看你哥林多后书四章第七节怎么说的？
Let's see 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7。
这说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们呢。
But we have these treasures in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们从外表来讲，我们就像个瓦器。
So outwardly we are like jars of clay.
什么是瓦器？
So what is jar of clay?
瓦器是很脆弱的。
It's very fragile.
很容易破，很容易裂。
Broken.
我们看见我们就像瓦器一样、
so we are just like jars of clay.
很软弱的、
oh, we are so weak.
很脆弱的、
oh, we are so fragile.
但虽然我们是这样软弱的
but even though we are so weak,
但保罗提醒我们
but Paul's reminds
us, hey, hey, 在你里面有一个宝贝
hey, 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 in you there is this treasure.
跟你们说在里面有个宝贝跟他说
there is a treasure in you.
什么宝贝呢你问
what kind of treasure you may
这个宝贝保罗是一种能力、啊、
Paul said this treasure is a power
是一种在神里面的能力、啊、
a power in God
什么能力啊
so what kind of power
就是耶稣基督从死里复活的大能
it's a power that Jesus risen from the dead
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
这个能力叫耶稣从死里复活
so this power has caused Christ to be risen from the dead
这个能力是胜过一切死亡罪恶的权柄
and this power has conquered every power of sins and death
这个能力胜过一切黑暗权势
and this power has conquered every power of darkness
这个能力是胜过一切仇敌攻击
and this power has overcome every accuser of the enemy
而今天这个能力也住在你我的里面
and today this power also lives in you and in me Hallelujah
这为什么保罗继续说在哥林多后书四章八跟九节保罗继续讲了
That's why Paul continued to say in 2 Corinthians 4 verses 7 and 8
这为什么我们四面受敌可以不被困住心里作难却不致失望
That we are hard pressed on every side but not crushed perplexed but not in dismay
遭逼迫可以不被丢弃打倒却不致死亡
And persecuted not abandoned yet beat down and not destroyed
无论仇敌攻击有多么厉害
Or no matter how severe the attacks of the enemy
在基督里面永远是个得胜者
and in Christ you are always a victor
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
所以永远不要埋怨你的环境、啊、
so never complain about your circumstances
我看见今天很多人、啊、在生活上我常说常有一种这个受害者的心态
I think in our daily life there are many people who have this victim syndrome
什么叫受害者心态
so what is a victim syndrome
就永远责怪别人
and always blame the others
这是责怪环境
or blame the environment
都是因为他
because of him
如果不是他我才不会变这个样子
if not of him then I will not be like that
都是这个环境不好
all the circumstances is bad
不然我怎么会这样呢
how can I be this way
哦、oh, 我看见在美国充满各式各样的受害者
in America we see so many people who have this victim syndrome
哎有很多人还不是一种受害者哦。
Many of people are not just one type of victim syndrome.
还是很多种受害者哦。
They have multiple victims syndrome.
所以有人说美国是受害者的天堂。
Some say that America is a heaven for the victims syndrome.
因为在美国受害者人数的总和是大过美国人数的总和。
And the total sum of those who feel that they are victims is more than the population of America.
有些是很多种受害者。
Oh, there are so many different victim syndrome.
那弟兄姐妹，今天在基督里面，你绝对不是个受害者。
No. In Christ, you are definitely not a victim.
你也不可能是个受害者。
You cannot even be a victim.
因为你的主已经从死里复活了。
Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
他已经坐在宝座上。
He's seated on the throne.
他的手仍然在工作。
He's still at work.
他正在使万事互相效力，使爱他的人得益处。
He's going to cause everything work for good for those who love God.
换句话说，神正在你的环境当中为你开路。
And that God is opening out the way in your circumstances.
是为了叫你得益处。
so that you can be blessed.
所以你不可能是个受害者。
So you can never be a victim.
事实上你是个受益者。
Actually you are the beneficiary.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
你是个受益者。
Oh, you are the beneficiary.
这为什么你要来宣告神的得胜能力吗？
That is why you need to declare, proclaim God's power of victory.
你今天需要看见。
You need to see today.
你是在耶稣基督得胜的行列当中。
Oh, you are in Christ's victory procession. Hallelujah.
在基督里你是个得胜者。
In Christ, you are always a victor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
跟你们说你是个得胜者，跟他说。
Tell them you are a victor.
Amen.
Amen.
第三，你要来宣告神永远的同在。
So you need to proclaim God's forever presence.
要来宣告神永远同在。
Proclaim God's forever presence.
当主复活升天之后
，When Jesus risen from the dead and ascended to heaven,
他差遣圣灵住在每一位信徒的心中。
He sent down Holy Spirit to live among every believers.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
And John chapter 14 verse 16.
主说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever.
在这里讲到圣灵的工作有两方面。
We talk about two works of the Holy Spirit.
第一个，圣灵是我们的保惠师。
First of all, Holy Spirit is your Counselor.
保惠师是什么意思？
So what is the meaning of Counselor?
其实在原文有两种意思。
Actually, in original language, have two meanings.
一种就是刚才英文所说的辅导者，是这种我们的counselor.
First English translation say counselor, counseling us.
但另外一种解释是安慰者。
Another explanation is a comforter.
换句话说，圣灵在我们生命当中要带给我们两件事情。
In other words, Holy Spirit will bring two works in our lives.
就是安慰跟指引。
And counsel and comfort and leading.
我们看见圣灵要在我们生命当中来安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit is going to comfort us in our life.
也要指引我们的道路。
And also going to guide us in our life.
弟兄姐妹，这难道不是我们在人生的过程最需要的两件事情吗？
Isn't that two most needed things in our life, in our life journey?
多少时候我们在人生的困境当中，多么需要人安慰我们。
Oh, so many times in our life difficulties, we need people to come and comfort us.
我们处在人生的道路当中，常常不知道何去何从。
In our life journey, we do not know where do we go from.
我们多么需要有人告诉我们前面的道路应当如何选择。
Oh, how much we need people to tell us how we can move forward.
圣灵就是神赐给我们生命当中的安慰师跟辅导者。
Holy Spirit is the one that God gave us, a counselor and also the comforter.
我常说圣灵就是神放在我们生命当中那个 built-in 的这个 GPS。
And I often say that the Holy Spirit is the built-in GPS that God has given us.
你知道现代人开车都不大看地图了、right?
Nowadays, you drive, you don't use any map.
今天谁还在看地图开车？
Who else use map to drive?
可能没有了。
Maybe no.
你都是用 GPS 开车嘛 ，right?
GPS to drive.
你打开 GPS,
you open out the GPS.
才告诉你向左转
，turn left.
对，向右转
，turn right.
要直走
，and go straight.
你走错了
，if you get a wrong way.
它 recalculating.
重新再规划。
我告诉你。圣灵也是这样啊。
Holy Spirit is like that.
圣灵是我们在我们生命当中 built inside of 这个 GPS。
So Holy Spirit is a built-in GPS in us.
圣灵在我们生命当中也要这样指引我们。
So Holy Spirit is going to lead us in our life.
向左转
，turn left.
向右转
，turn right.
向前走
，go straight.
我们走迷失了
，if you get lost.
圣灵也会调整我们
，Holy Spirit is going to adjust
us.
重新计划。
你说我怎么都没有经过这样子
？But I never experienced this.
因为你从来没有开机啦。
Because you don't turn on your cell phone.
你要开机啦。
You need to turn on the GPS.
让圣灵来引导你啦。
The Holy Spirit can lead you.
多少时候很多的基督徒把圣灵冷藏在生命一个角落里面。
And so many times we Christians and put Holy Spirit on one side, one corner of our life.
我们从来不去求问圣灵。
Oh, we never come and ask him.
我们不花时间来聆听圣灵的声音。
We don't spend time to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们总是依靠自己的力量跟方法嘛。
We depend on our own strength, our own method.
除非我们人走到尽头，还是无路可走了。
Unless we come to the end of our life or come to a dead end.
否则我们总不会转头来求神。
Or else you will not turn and ask God.
但事实上弟兄姐妹，今天你不需要走到尽头了。
In fact, today you don't need to come to the end of your life.
事实上圣灵就在你的里面嘛。
Actually, the Holy Spirit is within you.
只要你来寻求他。
As long as you come and seek him.
他今天就要成为你的力量跟安慰。
He's going to be your strength and your comfort.
他就是你的安慰师。
And he's your comforter.
他就是你的辅导者。
And he's your counselor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们看见圣灵是我们的保惠师。
So we see that Holy Spirit is our counselor.
第二，圣灵也永远与我们同在。
And second, Holy Spirit is with us forever.
换句话说，哎，圣灵永远不会离开你。
In other words, Holy Spirit will never leave you.
哇，这是何等宝贵的应许啊！
Oh, such a precious promise.
你知道，今天当我们在生活当中
，Today in our life，
我们不常心中很多的恐惧。
Oh, we have many fears.
我们其实很多时候我们缺乏安全感。
Oh, we lack of security.
我们常常害怕万一。
Oh, we afraid of what if.
万一我们走错了
？Oh, what if we gone wrong?
万一我们做错了
？What if we have done wrong?
我会失去一切所有啊
！Oh, what if?
今天多少在我们心中有多少的恐惧捆绑
？So there are so many fear and that really keep us in bondage.
但今天做一个基督徒，你要确信一件事情。
But for us Christians today, you need to be sure of one thing.
无论在你人生当中你是成功还是失败
，Whether you are succeed in life or fail in life，
无论你今天刚强或软弱
，Whether you are strong or you are weak，
神永远不会离开你
，And God will never leave you，
他要永远与你同在
，He will be with you forever。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah。
我常说，这就好像我们做父母的人
，Just like us parents。
我想今天我们很多做父母的
，And there are many parents among us here。
我请问你。今天就算你的儿女再悖逆再软弱
Let me ask you, even today if your children were to so rebellious
你会因为你儿女的软弱跟悖逆你就不再爱他吗
Will you stop loving them because of their rebellion or because of their weaknesses
你会吗
Will you do that?
No, 你永远不会
No, you will never do that
你永远会爱他的
You will love him forever
无论他怎么样，你永远爱他。
No matter how he has done, you love him forever.
为什么
？Why？
因为他是你的儿女嘛。
Because they are your children.
想想看，连我们这么平凡的父母，我们都会这样做。
Just imagine we such an ordinary parent, we will do that.
更何况我们慈爱的父神。
How much more our loving Father?
Hallelujah.
Our loving Heavenly Father.
圣经上说，我们的神是用永远的慈爱来爱我们。
Bible tells us God loves us with His everlasting love.
哦，好喜欢这个永远的慈爱。
Oh, I love this phrase, everlasting love.
什么是永远呢
？So what is everlasting?
就永永远远嘛。
Forever and ever.
无止境的。
Oh, never end.
神永永远远爱我们呢。
So、forever and ever, He loves us.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你要来宣告主的同在。
So、therefore, brothers and sisters, you need to declare God's presence.
无论你现在在怎么样的光景当中
，No matter what circumstances you may be in today,
主永远与你同在。
The Lord is with you forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. 第四，我们来宣告神的福音啊。
Number four, we need to proclaim God's gospel.
当主耶稣从死里复活之后
，When Jesus was risen from the dead,
马太福音二十八章十九、二十节就讲。神对门徒们分布一个大使命。
And Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 and 20, Jesus gave us this great commission.
神对说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
主很清楚把传福音的使命托付给我们。
So very clearly God has given us this commission to preach the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，今天作为一个基督徒，我们活在地上一定要有个国度性的眼光。
So dear brothers and sisters, today we live in this world, we need to have this kingdom perspective.
不要一天到晚只看见自己的需要。
Not every day just see your own need.
不要一天到晚只看见自己的环境。
Not just see your own circumstances.
你需要看见无论如何神的国度正在扩展。
You need to see no matter what happened, God's kingdom is expanding.
无论这个世界如何在改变，神的国永远长存。
And no matter how this world is changing, but God's kingdom is forever.
神的国度必然降临，正如他所应许的。
And His kingdom come as He has promised.
神的心意仍然是要万人来得救，不愿一人沉沦。
And His will is for all to be saved and none to be perished.
而神今天也呼召我们要来跟随他。
And today He also calls us to follow Him.
与他同工
，so that we can co-labor with Him.
能够建造教会，扩展神国。
And to build His church to expand His kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐，这些年神让我有机会在全世界来传扬主的福音。
Dear brothers and sisters, God gives us opportunity to preach the gospel throughout the world.
有机会向有知识的人传福音
，opportunity to preach to those intellectuals，
也向一些没有知识的人
，also to the illiterate，
向有钱的人传福音
，and to the wealthy one，
也向一些极其贫穷的人
，also to the very poor ones。
我就越来越明白一件事情
，and the more and more I understand this，
福音本是神的大能
，and gospel
要拯救一切相信
，the gospel is the power of God to save all those who believe。
无论有知识没有知识
，whether they have intellect or not，
无论有钱或贫穷
whether they are wealthy or poor,
人的心里仍然需要耶稣
but their heart they still need Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
福音本是神的大能
Gospel is the power of God.
今天我们所依靠的不是自己的才干跟能力
Today what we depend on is not our strength and our power.
我们依靠神所给我们的权柄跟大能
but his authority and his power.
要传扬主的福音直到地极
and to preach the gospel of God to the end of the earth.
我深深相信神托付给生命和的使命
I believe that God has given this rule of life, this mission.
让我们从细谷向左向右来扩展
From Silicon Valley, we can turn to the left and to the right.
向左向右好像向东向西一样
So we expand to the east and to the west.
要把福音向东传到美洲、欧洲、非洲
And God's going to preach to the east, to America and also to Africa.
我们看向西要传到中国传到中亚中东
and to the west and to China to Central Asia and to Middle East
再传回到耶路撒冷
and then preach back to Jerusalem
我们一路传主的福音
continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ
一路建立教会
and to build the church of Jesus Christ
只等到主再来的日子
until the day that Jesus comes
这是神托付给生命和的使命
so this is a mission that God has given to River of Life
Amen
Amen.
我前两天才从乌兹别克回来。
A couple of days ago, I just came back from Uzbekistan.
感谢神，我真的要报告你们好消息。
I'll give you a good news.
乌兹别克这一两年来向福音开始敞开。
The Uzbekistan this few years has been opened up to the gospel.
我们在那里教会现在正式遇到一个扩张的季节来到。
And we are experiencing this season for expansion in
Central Asia. 我们看见成长非常的快速。
Very fast growing.
我们现在乌兹别克已经有六间教会。
So now we have 6 churches in Uzbekistan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们看见。这真是一个丰收的季节来到。
So now this is a season for great harvest.
我们看见神的生命河正在向全世界扩展。
So we see the river of life continue to expand throughout the world.
Actually, 我希望今年十月 Mission Conference 这个乌兹别克的牧师就能来到我们。
So I hope that by this October, our pastor from Uzbekistan is going to come here to join us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，我们看见神给生命和的使命跟托付
Thank God for giving us a river of life these missions and also entrust us
我们更感谢神神让我们在这里预备了这么好一个福音的基地
We praise the Lord for preparing us such a wonderful gospel base in this place
你知道基地是很重要
You know base is so important
有了基地你才可以讲到什么向左向右扩展
So when we have the base and we can talk about expand to the left and to the right
如果没有基地你从何扩展起
If you don't have a base where can you expand
感谢神给我们这么好的基地
So thank God for giving us such a wonderful base
特别是 Shekinah Glory 圣殿完工之后我相信神的荣耀要从这里支流向万国万民
Especially at the completion of Shekinah Glory building project We believe that God's grace is going to flow from here Glory from here to all the nations
Amen, Amen. 这为什么今天在讲道之后我们特别为建堂基金要再收一次特别奉献
That's why at the end of the sermon we're going to collect another special offering for our building fund
让我们要同心合意来祝福这个圣殿。
So together we're going to bless this sanctuary.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要在神面前求神祝福这个圣殿。
So we need to come before the Lord and ask God to bless this temple.
好让神的荣耀充满在这圣殿里面。
Oh, let God's glory going to fill this temple.
然后神的恩典才能够从这里继续涌流到全世界。
So that His grace will continue to flow from here to the end of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，复活节。是一个庆祝耶稣得胜的日子。
The Easter is a time that we celebrate Christ's victory.
复活节也是一个我们可以宣告得胜的日子。
And also the time that we can proclaim victory for ourselves.
求主帮助我们，不是把复活节只当作教会一个节日来庆祝。
And praise the Lord, we do not just regard Easter as just a church celebrating this event only.
而在每天的生活当中
，But in our daily life,
宣告神救赎的恩典。
And proclaim God's saving grace.
宣告神得胜的能力。
And proclaim God's powerful victory.
宣告神的永远同在。
And proclaim God's forever presence.
并且宣告神的福音。
Also proclaim God's gospel.
你我就能在每天生活当中经历神复活的大能。
You and I can experience His power restoration in our daily life.
Amen.
Amen.
好吧，在此刻我们预备我们的心，也是准备来收第二次的奉献。
So let's prepare our hearts and also prepare ourselves for.
然后再说，让我们真是再一次同心来祝福这个圣殿。
So、together we're going to bless this temple.
啊，上次我想我们的建堂我会跟大家讲了，我们一个新的目标。是要完成这个还有1050万的贷款的偿还
and so we still have about 10 million and 500,000 need to pay back for our building loan
我们求神真的帮助我们在最短的时间能够完成这个完成这个贷款的偿还
so may the Lord help us in the shortest time that we can pay off this loan payment
今天让我们同心合意就是来祝福这个圣殿
so together we're going to bless this sanctuary
好让神的恩典继续涌流出去
so that God's grace can continue to flow
好吧我们预备一下我们自己
so let's prepare ourselves
我们请大家到台前来
so ushers please come to the front
好 让我们一同为奉献做祷告。
So、let's pray for the offering.
亲爱主耶稣，我们再次感谢你。
Dear Lord, once again we thank you.
因为你是复活的救主。
Because you are the resurrected Savior.
你也是万国的盼望。
You're also the hope of the nations.
我们感谢你为我们完成的伟大的救赎。
We thank God for accomplishing such a great salvation.
我们也感谢你给我们这么好一个福音的基地在这里。
Thank you for giving us such a wonderful gospel base in this place.
我们就求你亲自的加添祝福。
Father, may you continue to add to us blessings.
当我们在这里为建堂再一次奉献的时候
，As we give once again for our building fund.
真的祝福这个教会。
Father, bless this church.
不但成为万国万民的祝福
，Not just become a blessing to all people and all nations.
也让每一位今天奉献的弟兄姐妹
，For everyone who give today.
能够在生活当中经历你复活的恩典
In our daily life, we can experience your resurrection.
扩张的恩膏显明在他们身上
Anointing for expansion and manifested in their lives.
这样感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名祈求
Pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.